Hello there. I'm Gabriel Sanders, and I would like to share an article with you that I wrote for Outlook Magazine called Prayer, Our Bridge to God. Prayer looks different for each and every person, whether that is prayer at the dinner table, at church kneeling, or an early morning devotion between you and God. It can be a group gathering with a popcorn prayer, going around in circles, speaking to God about worries and different requests you have for Him to listen to. Prayer is so many things, but what does it really mean? Union Adventist University students answered what prayer means to them. Maya Evans, a senior nursing student, says, "Prayer is a way for us to connect with God, a way we can go to Him with any burdens we lay on our heart, and a way that He can be more present in our lives every day." Even Jesus went to God with His burdens. He kneeled in the Garden of Gethsemane and gave God His worries and let Him take the wheel. We too can rely on Him for our worries and doubts. He provided us, His children, a way to communicate with Him anytime we feel the need. Ellen G. White says on page 28 in her book, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessings, "By maintaining a connection with God, we shall be enabled to diffuse to others through our association with Him the light, the peace, the serenity that rule in our heart. The strength acquired in prayer to God, united with a persevering effort in training the mind in thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances. Prayer is our link to heaven and our way to talk and communicate to the one we read about in the text." Charlie Germenda is a senior theology major, relates to this by adding, "In Revelation, it tells us the angels take our prayers to heaven directly to the Father, for He listens to each of our prayers. Prayer is a special request to the Father, and we know that He listens, and it's important to connect with God and build a relationship with Him. We talk to Him for many reasons, for request, to ease our troubles, and to maintain a relationship with our Father that remains in heaven." Building a relationship with the Father can be a difficult task. Many students, like Shala, mention that prayer is one of the most important parts of maintaining a relationship with God. To keep that connection with Him is important, but don't solely rely on it. We must both pray and read Scripture to keep that connection strong. Elizabeth Campbell, a freshman at Union Adventist University, tells us, "Prayer is the foundation of my relationship with God. It provides me with a way to speak with Him, and it is a peaceful time that I can spend one-on-one with Him. Just as Jesus spent countless hours praying to God by Himself, we too can spend time talking to Him. Jesus, as our daily example of how to continue our relationship with Him." A person at Union who not only prays every day, but surrounds himself in prayer is theology professor Pierre Steenberg. He told me in a quick interview, "I pray when I'm driving and when I'm exercising, I am constantly praying." He prays all the time. He started a routine of prayer with his students starting in the fall of 2023 that involves having his students write down the requests to God, and he individually prays for them and their special requests. Altogether, I have a stack of index cards with prayer requests just from one semester. Steenberg takes time outside of class and office hours to spend with God to pray for his students. This truth brought a drastically different perspective to my eyes that I had forgotten about. Jesus, too, surrounded himself with prayer as he has many different prayers, as we see in Mark 1:35. For we are too surrounded with prayer and be forever connected to God, whether that is through prayer, scripture, or worship. Prayer is many things. Prayer is a way to communicate, a form of invocation, and for some, a lifestyle. Jesus went to prayer for many things, such as thanks in Matthew 11:25, Luke 10:21, and protection, John 17:11, and for his believers, John 17:20. We go to God in prayer for many things like comfort, thanks, safety, and his love. I grew up thinking that there was a right and wrong way to pray, but there is no one but God who can dictate.